Greetings, LSM readers. I'm glad you could join me for this special podcast. Well, it's not really a podcast. I'm not sure whether it's a podcast, whether it's a report, what we shall call it. It's probably the most ridiculous assignment I've ever been on in my journalistic life, and I've been on a fair few ridiculous ones. One that leaps to mind would be covering the purchase of an ice cream by the President of Estonia. But this one's a bit special. It should be ridiculous, but it might be a little bit of fun. As you can tell, I've just started up my car and I'm en route to the northern Latvian town of Alūksne. This has been prompted by response of a reader to LSM English. We've just started a new strand called Things of Latvia, rather light-hearted strand, just looking at some typical Latvian phenomena, written in a very easy, non-confrontational, you know, warm way. The first one's just gone up, and it was about potholes, written by my colleague Laudis Vapes, a very good piece. I was quite surprised to see the first comment that it got after it had been retweeted by someone. Was by a clearly outraged reader, who I assume lives in Alūksne, saying that we're basically... I should explain, the accompanying picture to the feature showed a potholed road. The location was not specified. It was taken as what we might call an emblematic road, a typical Latvian potholed road. We didn't think anyone would really make much of a big deal about it. But this reader contacted us saying that we're slandering Alūksne because this road is located in Alūksne, a fact we didn't previously know, and it's now been completely resurfaced. So why are we being so down on Alūksne when the roads there, it seems, are very good? Now, this annoyed me, I must admit, for a couple of reasons. The first being that it seemed this reader hadn't really entered into the spirit of the piece, which is rather light-hearted. It certainly wasn't our intention to slander or otherwise disparage Alūksne or any other place in Latvia for that matter. Potholes do exist, this is not a surprise. But the other thing was sort of just this assumption that perhaps we are somehow Riga-centric and we don't know anything else that's happening in the country and that we have some inbuilt bias against the regions. Well, this annoyed me for a third reason, was that I actually know Alūksne reasonably well. I've written a few books, and my most recent book, quite a lot of it, in fact the most important part, happens in Alūksne, historical Alūksne. So I've done quite a lot of research about the town, about its history, and I have been there a few times. I even wrote part of the chapters about Alūksne in Alūksne itself, in fact sitting in Alūksne Museum at the table of the former Baron Vietinghoff, who features in my book. So this really got my dander up, as you might be able to tell. So what I've done is I've hopped into the car and I'm driving straight to Alūksne. This will take me a couple of hours to get there. And I'm going to look at the roads for myself. Now, as I recall from my previous visits, the main roads in Alūksne are okay, and they do seem to have been surfaced recently. I'm going to sniff out a few of the minor roads and see maybe if potholes do exist in Alūksne after all. This was not a claim that I set out to make this morning, that Alūksne is better or worse than any other place in Latvia as regards potholes, but we'll just go along there and see what the real picture is. This way I think our readers can have full confidence that we respond to their comments. We may respond in slightly overzealous ways, such as leaping in the car, wasting a lot of our money. I must stress, I'm wasting my own money on this, not public money. So this is going to cost me quite a bit in fuel, and I even had to reinsure my car for this journey because it had lapsed. I hadn't used it for a few days. So I'm freshly insured, I'm freshly gassed up, and I'm heading to Alexner to find out the real truth about potholes.